not try and bend the spoon. Only try to realize the truth. There is no spoon.
Cool J is hard as battle anybody. I don't care who you. I expect they all.
Pumping that podcast wattage in your cottage. Fill your business and free your mind. I know. Coming to you live and direct from Des Moines, Iowa, the greatest city in the universe. See your host, yeah, Justin Wise. Blood clot. No spoon to the flipping world. Justin, running.
You're a Google scene now.
Coming to you from Des Moines, Iowa, it's Think Digital. Pumping that podcast wattage into your cottage. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Wise here with you. I am the captain on this good ship. Welcome aboard. Today's topic is leaving the hustle behind. Leaving the hustle behind. I'm going to walk you through exactly how, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling maxed, if you're feeling like I can't work more hours, but I still want to grow. I'm going to walk you through exactly how you can leave the hustle behind and maintain your level of success and eventually even increase your level of success. Before we get into the material today, though, today's show is brought to you by Magic. Magic is the only virtual assistant company that scales on demand. I've been working with Magic for about half a year now. Could not be happier with them. And you can get a free task. You can try it out for free. Just go to justinwise.net/magic. justinwise.net/magic. And the cool part about Magic is you don't just get one VA, you get a whole team of VAs. And you can use them for 1 hour a month. You can use them for 100 hours a month. But it's really up to you. Pricing is based on how much you use them. And so when we first started out, my budget, I remember very clearly, was $100 a month. And we have since gone to increase that budget greatly as we give Magic more and more tasks. But I mentioned Magic because they were a big key in helping me leave the hustle behind. You know, before I'd always worked with, you know, one VA or let's say two VAs, and they were individual people who had regular lives and who did stuff outside of, you know, working with me. And so I could never get access to them when I needed to. And Magic is access. You can access them 24/7, 365. They never rest. Huge benefit to me, and I think you'll love them too. But as I said, today's topic, we're going to zoom through this. This is going to be a shorter episode. And I want to give you some practical ways to leave the hustle behind. Because I talked to some of you here and there. Either you email me, you tweet at me, you find me on Facebook. And the conversation almost always sounds something like this. I wish there was a way. I wish there was some way that I could go outside in the rain and play basketball without getting wet. Now, wouldn't that be great? Hey, trivia. If you tweet at me what album that's from, I will give you one of our courses for free. How about that? But no, wouldn't it be great if I could make the same amount of money I'm making now, but work 15, 20, 25 hours less? That's almost always what the conversation sounds like. Some variation, maybe a few differences here and there, but for the most part, when I talk to entrepreneurs, they're all saying the same thing. I'm not necessarily concerned about making more money. I make a pretty good living what I'm doing now. The only hang up for me is that I'm working all the doggone time. And so many of you have explained to me, if I could make the same amount, but just work way less, I'd be on Dream Street. So this is how you do it. First and foremost, I'm going to spend the most time on this step because it's the most important. is determine what you want. Determine what you want. Not what your brother wants, not what your business partner wants, not what your family wants, not what your mastermind people want. Determine what you want, specifically in three areas. One, your schedule, your time. What do you want your time to look like? What do you want your day to look like? And practically speaking, this means taking out a sheet of paper, drawing 7 columns on there, one for every day of the week, and literally planning out what you want your perfect week to look like. You may be, you know, miles away from that perfect week right now. That's okay. I'm not so much concerned about that. I'm concerned that you document it, that you get it on paper, that you know what it looks like. Because that is what we'll base this off of. That's one of the criteria we'll use to determine if you're leaving the hustle behind. When I say hustle, I didn't say this in the front, but when I say hustle, what I mean is this frenzied, frantic pace of work, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, nonstop, with really no end in sight, because that's what you've been told it takes to succeed. And I'm here to call BS. So when I say hustle, that's what I mean. All right, back to step number one is determine what you want out of your week. What does it look like? What are you doing? What are you not doing? When do you start work? When do you end work? When do you take breaks? When are your lunches? What are the activities within the time that you are working? What are you doing? And life will change for you when you do this. Because if nothing else, you'll see how far away you are from your ideal work week. So determine what you want out of your time. Determine what you want from your income. You know, I just read an article in some New York publication, I don't remember what it was, talking about Silicon Valley. Emphasis on silly. Silicon Valley. That was a dad joke. And how you have these multi-millionaires, and in some cases billionaires, who are subjecting themselves to self-induced punishment. And there's a philosophy that's super popular in Silicon Valley right now. I don't want to step on any toes. It's not really important what it's called. But there's this philosophy that, hey, I'm not really suffering, so I'm going to induce suffering in my life. There's a name for it. If you dig just below the surface, you'll be able to find it, but I'm not going to cover it here. It's not important. And the reason why you have these multi-millionaires inducing suffering into their lives is because their lives have no meaning. They don't need to work. And work is a huge part of our humanity. And so they have to do ridiculous things like go for walks in the snow. I'm not making this up. Or take freaking cold showers just so they can feel something on the inside. Now, if you like taking cold showers because you need to reduce inflammation, hey, go for it. But if you're taking cold showers just so you can feel something, just so you can prove to yourself, you might have gotten off track. Now, why do I talk about that? Well, because if you don't determine what you want from your income, it will never be enough. It'll never be enough. And you'll always be striving for the next level of income. You know, life got way more clear for me when I sat down and said, okay, this is what I want my week to look like. This is what I want my budget to look like. Now, what type of income do I need to make to hit that budget? What does my budget need to be so I can produce the income and live the life that I want to live? And it was way less than I thought it would be. But I walked away from that exercise and I had a crystal clear number in my head. And I went big. I thought, huge. Like, what's the dollar amount that I could never spend realistically in a month? And I assigned a budget to it. And now I know. Now I know what I want, not what some Silicon Valley tech VC goofball wants, not what some high-priced mastermind guru wants, but what I want, living where I live. You know, 50 grand a month in Des Moines, Iowa, which is where I live, you don't need much more than that. Now, 50 grand in New York City, 50 grand in Silicon Valley, much different number. 50 grand in New York City is like, okay, I have a little bit of breathing room. So don't forget to take that into consideration. But having clarity on what you want your time to look like and what you want your income to look like allows you to say, how can I engineer a life, a business to help me hit those goals? Last but not least, determining what you want is determining what you want your output to look like. I'm going through a fantastic book right now. It's called Unique Ability 2.0. It's by the folks at Strategic Coach. It's built on a concept by Dan Sullivan, who you hear me talk about a lot in this podcast. But determining what you want your output to look like, meaning what are you producing? What is the highest and best use of your time in terms of the content you're producing, the output you're producing? What do you want that to look like? You know, when I went through this exercise, and I'm going through it again right now, what I think I'm producing and what I'm actually producing, I was really shocked at the disparity between the two. So I'm doing a lot of stuff, was doing a lot of stuff that was good, but it wasn't great. And I want to spend my time, and really the whole concept of unique ability is spending your time on the stuff that not only you're superior at, but it gives you energy. So I was spending a lot of time on stuff that I was superior at, but it didn't give me energy. It was just to produce results, to get to the next day, to get that email out of my inbox, or to keep that client happy. That's when you got to take a step back and determine, what do I want not only my week to look like, my day to look like, but what am I producing in that time? What does the end product look like? Because those aren't always the same. If you do nothing else out of this podcast, if you only do that, you'll be well on your way to leaving the hustle behind. But I'm going to give you a couple of other layers, a couple of other steps to take. The second step after you do the first step has three parts. The second step is to determine what the market wants. And that, in my opinion, is a distant second. Okay? And this is different. You're not going to hear a lot of people say this. You're going to hear a lot of people say, well, you know, find a need in the market and fill it. And I think that's complete and total BS. Because what ends up happening is that people find a need, smart people, smart business owners, smart entrepreneurs find a need, they fill it, they're successful, but they don't give a rip about what they're doing. And listen, I talk to these people, I see them on my Facebook groups, I'm in masterminds with these folks, and they are miserable. They're miserable because they've succeeded at the wrong thing. That's what makes step number one so important. It's then and only then that you say, okay, cool. I know what I want to do with my week. I know what I want my income to be. I know what I want my output to be. Now, how do I find people who want the output that I want to produce? And listen, the internet has changed the game for this, because if you want to produce, Funko Pop action figures, of which I have a whole shelf of in my office, there's a market for that now. If you want to produce, hunting pheromones, I live in Iowa, a lot of people go hunting here, and the hunting pheromones, so literally people are dousing themselves in deer urine so they can smell like deer so they can shoot them. There's a market for that. It's a multi-million dollar market. The market issue is no longer a problem with the internet. So chances are very high that when you determine what you want your output to be, you're going to be able to find a market for that output. It's just being intentional. It's just going through the routine, going through the process of finding that perfect match. So a distant second is determining what the determining finding your market, because when you find your market, and Kevin Kelly talks about this a lot, the power of 1,000 fans, 1,000 people on this planet. There's 8 point some odd billion people on this planet. I bet there's 1,000 people of those 8.8 billion who care about what it is that you're doing. I can almost virtually guarantee it. You've just got to find them. Because when you find them, you can connect with them on a deep, deep level. And then you're not concerned about the other 8.79 million other people on this planet. You're only concerned about the 1,000 and what they want and what they care about. Third step is to get accountability. This goes back to step number one, right? Determining what you want your week to look like, determining what you want your income to look like, determining what you want your output to look like. Is sharing those things with somebody or a group of somebodies. Right now, my wife and I, we just signed up with some financial coaches, and we're going through that process right now of saying, hey, this is what we want our legacy to look like. This is what we want our income to look like. This is what we want, you know, the output of our family and our business to look like. Can you help us build a plan to get there? And they're keeping us accountable to that plan. But if you have to go through that in by yourself, if you have to go through that in silence, if you just have to figure out ways to do that on your own, you're way less likely to be successful. So it's getting accountability. Maybe you need to hire a coach. Maybe you need to join a mastermind. Maybe you can get away with joining a Facebook group. Quick props to a free Facebook group that I'm in that's better than 99% of the paid Facebook groups I've been a part of. It's Ari Mysel's The Replaceable Founder group. Just type in The Replaceable Founder. It's a free group on Facebook. Join it. Let Ari know that I sent you. It's a great resource for people who are wanting to build a business online. Gotten way more value out of that. And what's cool in that group is that we're all loosely, I mean, this isn't, you know, strict accountability. We're loosely holding each other accountable, saying, hey, here's what I want to do with my business. Do you guys know of any tools or resources that can help me do that? Because here's what I want to accomplish. So get some accountability. That's step number three. And step number four, it's a real simple one. Step number four kind of encapsulates everything we've been talking about. Step number four is adjust as needed. Because, you know, I can tell you what I want my week to look like. I knew what I wanted it to look like, you know, 10 years ago, a decade ago. That was when I first did this exercise. But what went into those boxes in terms of the output looked drastically different now than they did 10 years ago. And so this isn't set it and forget it. This is constantly reevaluating, constantly saying, taking your own temperature in business, saying, am I doing the things that I want to be doing? Am I helping the people that I want to be helping? Am I making the money that I want to be making? Am I spending my time doing the things that I want to be doing? Don't forget that. That's why I put that first in this list. It's not ultimately about the market. The market is going to evaluate you, yes, but ultimately this is about you as the entrepreneur and being able to get out of bed every single day excited to do what it is that you want to do. Because that's how people get stuck in the hustle. They take on this vision that they heard from somebody else. They take on this mantle, this idea of what their life should look like, and they burn themselves out trying to hit that goal from that other person. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a colleague. Maybe it's a business mentor. Maybe it's someone from your past. Maybe it's somebody, you know, some goofball mastermind leader. Jeez. Who says, this is what your business should be. And so you try, you push to make your business look like that. But maybe your business doesn't need to and shouldn't look like that. And so it's taking your own temperature, constantly reevaluating. Because, hey, I'll tell you what, when your week looks the way you want it to, when you make the money that you want to make, when you produce, when you put out content or a product or a service that you're happy to be making, and there's people who are buying that, you know, who are receiving that, who are saying, yes, I want that, that is a virtual guarantee for never having to hustle ever again in your life. Because what comes out of that is satisfaction, is rest, is wholeness, is simplicity, is energy to get better and to go deeper. And you get to leave behind all of the trappings of hustle, because you're not living somebody else's life. You're living your own life and you're doing it successfully. So I'm going to wrap it up there. That's going to do it for this week's show. Man, that was good. I'm just going to straight up tell you that was good. If you do nothing else after listening to this podcast, do step number one with those three components. You'll be well on your way to leaving the hustle behind. That's going to do it for this week's episode. I'll be back next week with a brand new show here on Think Digital. In the meantime, have fun, stay safe, and we'll see you online. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning into the show. As an extra thank you, Justin have a special gift just for our podcast listeners to help make your digital business enough more profitable and enjoyable in enough less time. Them your resources is not available nowhere else, so make sure to get them now. All you have to do, I go to thinkdigital.co/gift. That's thinkdigital.co/gift. And download these gifts now. One love.